All right. Well, from our scripture reading today, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Let me tell you the story of one spiritual house. The Apostle Peter, in our scripture reading today, of course, he's writing to the followers of Jesus Christ. And he calls the Christians living stones. Living stones. That together, they're being built into a spiritual house, which is the church. And they're being built together through Jesus Christ. And so let me tell you the story of one such spiritual house. This congregation had a problem. It had a few problems, actually, you could say. And some of these problems are what you would call surface-level problems. One problem was that folks weren't really sure who was in charge. There was no one there to lead the congregation in its way forward. Folks also weren't sure what form the congregation's ministry to the community should take. People weren't even sure what the way forward was. And these things, they were problems enough in their own right, but along with this confusion came, well, members were leaving the church. They were looking elsewhere for their church homes. And when that happened, that led to things like lack of funds. And so cuts had to be made, and that led to more confusion. And this spiral was kind of setting itself up in the life of the congregation, and that was no good. No good. Well, all of these surface-level problems came from, and they also fed back into, one much deeper, one much bigger spiritual problem that lay behind them all. And the deep spiritual problem that lay at the heart of this congregation really was uncertainty. Uncertainty. Uncertainty over the Lord's will. Because people were thinking, does God really have a purpose for us and for this congregation here in this place? Is our life together really valuable in God's eyes? And people would think sometimes too, individually, am I important in God's big scheme of things? Is my time, my energy worth anything here? I'm happy to report that the congregation I'm talking about is doing much better right now. That uncertainty is mostly gone. That congregation has sought God's vision for their life together and their ministry and for their ministry to the community around them. And I believe that congregation has rediscovered that God does in fact have a purpose for them in the place where they're at, with the people they have, with the gifts and skills and resources that God has given to them. They have a spirit-led purpose, a direction, and a goal. You might have figured out which congregation I'm talking about. If anyone's wondering here, I'm talking about this one. I'm talking about Southwest Lutheran Church, which over the last couple of years has made this journey from uncertainty to purpose. We've sought and we've discovered a vision for our congregation, for our life together, and our ministry to the community. And we believe this to be God's vision for our congregation. We believe that God is calling us to reach to the families around us, families with young children, families here in Southwest Fort Wayne, and across the city, wherever we may be found. We reach out to families of every race, every class, every composition, and we believe that Southwest, God would have Southwest be a place for all people to receive and to share the peace of Christ, because we know that so many people in our community are carrying heavy burdens at work, at home, at school, burdens financially, socially, and more. And the key ingredient in this process, I believe, has been prayer. And the guiding of the Holy Spirit for us. You know, we have prayed together for God to guide us, and we trust that he has done just that. And now in pursuit of this new vision that we have, we've already seen some really cool things happening as we have gone into our community to serve and to get to know the families around us. And I bring this up because sometimes we don't recognize our own importance in God's plans. You know, sometimes we forget the fact that God has given each of us unique skills. God has given each of us unique gifts. God has given each of us unique situations in life so that we can use them. Sometimes we're tempted to say that God must have made a mistake. For example, if he has led us into a struggling congregation and we say, well, God, maybe there just isn't a purpose for us here. Sometimes we're tempted to say God must have made a mistake when we don't see a clear way forward in our own lives of faith and devotion. And we say, well, God, maybe I just can't find a way to serve my family, to serve my neighbors, to serve my community. And in these times when we doubt our own importance within God's plans for our community and our world. In these times when we doubt our own value within God's great mission to the world, in these kinds of times, we need to hear the powerful good news that's in our reading today. We read today from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, where Peter says, as you come to him, the living stone, and that's Jesus, the living stone rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And you know, this is kind of a really cool image here as Peter talks about the church. Because we all know, we say this all the time, we talk about church buildings, but we know the church is not the building, right? The church is the people in the building. The church is really the people of God assembled in this place. The church is God's people gathered around his word and sacraments, following Jesus as disciples. And so the church is not a building, the church is the people. Well, the Apostle Peter, here in these couple of verses, he says, well, he uses the same idea, but it's kind of in reverse. He says, the church is a building, but it's a spiritual building. And you, individually, you are like living stones, which God is using, God is putting together, God is using you as living stones, and he's building you up into a spiritual house to be the temple of God here on earth. And so this is the first part of our good news today, that you're necessary. You're necessary here in this place. God's people need you. God has a place for you within his church. And you can no more say that you are unimportant to God's mission than you can say, well, that a house doesn't need the bricks in its walls, right? You can lose maybe one or two, but you can't lose many more than that before the house comes down. You are a living stone which God uses to build up his temple, his people here on earth. And Peter says that this happens through Jesus Christ. He continues, Peter says, and he says that, for in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. He's continuing with this imagery of a spiritual house. And if you and I are all living stones in the spiritual house that God is building, he says the foundation, the cornerstone, is Jesus. We have to know that Jesus is our foundation. Jesus is the precious stone upon which all the other stones rest. And he says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. And to know that our Lord is a sure foundation, you know, that is good news for someone who's in the midst of uncertainty. To know that nobody who believes in him will ever be put to shame, well, that's good news for us, as we wonder sometimes whether God has any purpose for us and for our lives at all. But we have to know that Jesus is the foundation. Apart from Jesus, we know that we're sinful. Apart from Jesus, we know that we're broken. Apart from Jesus, we are separated from God and we have no hope of coming near to him. And it's only through Jesus, through his death on the cross and his resurrection, that you and I can be reconciled to God. It's through Jesus that you and I can be made new and restored. And Jesus has to be your foundation. Peter even says that some people have missed it. Even the religious leaders of Israel, the people who really should know better, the one group of people who should have recognized Jesus as God's chosen one, they missed it. In the next couple of verses, verses 7 and 8, Peter says, now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, well, the stone the builders have rejected has become the cornerstone and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. And so Peter says, well, you don't want to be these people. Even though they were God's chosen people, they were Israel, they were God's nation, they were the builders of God's spiritual house, they missed what God was doing through Jesus Christ. They rejected the cornerstone of God's spiritual house. And so now that cornerstone has become a stumbling block to them. But now Peter turns his attention back to us believers, and Peter says, he delivers the second piece of good news for us today. Peter says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And there's actually a lot of good news there, but we're going to zoom on one thing, where he says you are God's special possession. you individually. You are living stones, and more than that, you are precious stones. You receive your worth from the one precious cornerstone, Jesus Christ. And so whenever you feel unimportant, whenever you feel like you aren't valuable, whenever you might feel like the church doesn't have a place for you, remember that you are God's special possession. You are precious. You are valued. You are loved by God. And this doesn't come from anything that you or I do. You and I are precious in God's eyes because of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he gave his precious life for you and for me. You and I are living stones in God's house through Jesus Christ. You and I are precious stones because Jesus gave his life for us. And let me share why we're talking about this today. Why we look back for a moment at the history of Southwest. Why we're talking about the fact that you and I are God's property. Well, we're talking about these things because today we're beginning a new message series. A short message series on taking care of God's property. And we're saying every person, every brick in the house of God is important and precious, and we are called as the church to care for every person within God's house, even as we pursue Jesus' great commission to make disciples of all nations, to go and to baptize and to teach. And we do this because we're all God's property. We are all precious stones through Jesus Christ. And so where we're going for the next few weeks together is we're going to talk about how we work together to provide for the house of God. Next week, we get to talk about our finances. I'm excited about that. And we'll see how and why God wants us to give financially in order to care for the people who are his property. The week after that, we get to celebrate. We get to look back at 2017 this year and see what God has done in our lives together. We get to look forward at what God is going to do in 2018, what we hope and what we believe he's going to do, as we get to make our commitments that day. We get to make those commitments to financially support the ministry here at Southwest for the next year. And we make those commitments to care for one another here within the walls of our congregation, and also to care for the people outside of our congregation to support that outreach, that mission that we do. 3 weeks from today, on October 1st, we get to see what God's people, see what it looks like when God's people come together then to use our gifts and talents and efforts to bless others in the church and to bless those outside the church as well. So this is what we're doing. We're talking about how we care for God's people, God's property, through money, through our finances, and through our own efforts as we work to serve and to care for one another. And I'm really looking forward to these next few weeks together, because remember, we're talking about caring for God's property. And when we say that, we don't think first and foremost of money. We don't think about buildings or goods and services. We're talking about God's people. You and I are God's property. You and I are precious. You and I are worth caring for. Amen. Let's stand. We're going to continue now by sharing what we believe, confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. You'll see the words up on the screen, and as we do this today, we can think about this first article of the Creed, where we confess that God has made us, and because God has made us, we are precious to him. Because Jesus has redeemed us, we are even more precious, because God has bought us with the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, and now God is working in our lives through the Holy Spirit to gather, to call us, to enlighten us, to make us his people, to build us up as that spiritual house of God. And so we confess our faith together, saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, he was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Go ahead and take a seat.